Right? It's those things that we know because we do this every day, but our clients don't know because they don't do this every day. So what is it that we can tell them, and what is it that we need to know that we can both perform perfectly?
This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. I'm back. This is part two of my interview with Amanda Ray of 17 Hats. If you missed part one, please go back and check that out. If you are at all interested in automating and organizing the onboarding and workflow part of your business when it comes to clients, how they get in touch with you, how you keep track of them, contracts, invoices, automated emails, all that stuff is what we're talking about today. So check out part one. And this is part two. We're talking about things sort of after the client gets in touch with you. This is uninterrupted. After these words from the folks that support this show. Looking for a professional website for your photography business? Then check out Pro Photo. They offer tons of beautiful designs to choose from and a builder that gives you full control to customize however you'd like, so you won't get stuck with a cookie cutter site or have to pay a fortune for a custom one. For listeners of the Photo Business Help Podcast, Pro Photo is offering a special introductory rate of only $25 per month for the first 18 months when you sign up using the coupon code PHOTOBIZHELP. So whether you've never had a website before or you're looking to make a switch, using Pro Photo will give you a site you can be proud of and the support you can trust. And I can speak to this. I use Pro Photo for my theme. I have for about 8 years now. I'm now hosting with them. Their customer support is unparalleled. They're an amazing company to work with. Once again, $25 per month for the first 18 months with a special listener code, PHOTOBIZHELP. If you're like me and most photographers, you definitely didn't go into this business for the paperwork. We're creative people, right? So if invoices, emails, to-dos make you a little crazy, that's where 17 Hats comes in. They have an all-in-one mobile-friendly platform that basically automates your small business. 17 Hats handles all the tedious stuff like payment reminders, capturing leads, scheduling your meetings. No wonder thousands of photographers swear by it. You'll free up so much time. It's basically like you've cloned yourself and you can focus on what you do best, all the creative good stuff, while 17 Hats manages your business for you. Best of all, right now, you can save 50% on 1 year of 17 Hats. They are also offering a live 3-day virtual boot camp with part founder Amanda Ray to help you set up leads, booking, and onboarding experiences. Both Black Friday offers, the 50% off, and the boot camp with Amanda Ray are live now. Go to sale.17hats.com. Once again, that's 50% off your first year plus a 3-day virtual boot camp with Amanda Ray. sale.17hats.com. This is for Black Friday only, so check it out right away. sale.17hats.com. What I think is really cool about a CRM is you can really customize it. I use a really high touch experience for most of my clients, my branding clients, my wedding clients, the folks that are spending well over $1,000. But I do love the ability to automate anything when it comes to, like, you know, mini sessions or, like you said, headshots and stuff like that. But I would love to dig into some of the, specifically for some of the examples you gave, like family photography, seniors, weddings, how you follow up with folks and use a CRM after they've signed the contract and booked with you. You know, what kind of happens from there?
Absolutely. So from the time they sign the contract and book with you until your actual service date, that time is called like onboarding, right? You want to onboard them. And the goal of onboarding is that you can get all the information you need so that you can do your job at the very, very best, right? And also they get all the information they need so that they are prepared and ready to do the best that they can do, right? So we want both your client and you to be top notch, right? So you don't want to show up to a session and everybody has mixed match clothing, right? Because they're never going to buy wall art if they have mixed match clothing. You want to make sure that, you know, I did a lot of high school seniors and it's just a simple reminder of like, bring a strapless bra, you know, those type things. Boys, you know, wear an undershirt and hang your shirts up and just change when you get there, right? It's those things that we know because we do this every day, but our clients don't know because they don't do this every day. So what is it that we can tell them and what is it that we need to know that we can both perform perfectly? Right? So of course, after the quote, contract, and invoice is completed, the first thing is always confirmation. Yeah, you did it. We're booked. We're excited, right? Here's your date. Here's your time. Here's your location, and go from there. And sometimes for some, like I know I did senior portraits and they would book a year out. We haven't even decided a location yet because we're going to decide a location later on. So, you know, a part of for that experience is going through and sending them an email that I would send them to either a Pinterest board or an online magazine that would have all of my different locations. And guess what? Some locations were more expensive than others. So they were.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speak to that just a little bit because this is actually a very prescient topic in our clubhouses right now. We're talking about like, should I charge more for this, that, or the other thing?
So absolutely. I was right outside of Houston, Texas. So I was in the suburbs, so anything close to me was not an extra charge. So I had about 3 or 4 different locations that I would shoot out outdoors, was not an extra charge. But if we were going to go into downtown, if we were going to go down to by the coast, if I was going to be driving, there's going to be an extra charge for that. So I would send them to and you can do this for family portraits as well. I would send them to an online magazine where it would have different images of the locations, obviously, that I photographed at. It would have a description. It would also, you know, you would love this location if it's a park, right? You would love this location if your family is a nature-y type family and loves the outdoors, right? So I would have kind of a self-identifying statement there that people could be like, oh yeah, that fits my personality. That's going to be the place to go, right? So they, you know, that was a part of the onboarding is saying, hey, we need to choose a location. And I would send them a link to the catalog or to the online magazine, but I'd also send them a questionnaire that would say, hey, what location do you want to be? They would choose, this is the location. If they chose one, that's an extra charge. I would say, you know, have a little statement. Yes, you do realize this is an extra charge of whatever, whatever, whatever. They would check that box. I would get that back in, and then I could send them an invoice for that directly if I wanted to.
Are you usually choosing locations and tallying up extra charges at, you know, I'm assuming they've signed their contract and paid like a retainer, but are you adjusting of kind of a final balance for all of that? Are you adding the locations like right before the session or kind of?
Correct. It actually would be a new invoice because once you send an invoice to somebody legally, you don't want to change it. Right? You don't want to touch it. You don't want to edit it. So you would actually create a new invoice, send that to them, have that pay. If you even wanted to sign, if you wanted to have them, you know, do like a little blurb contract with that, you could. But I never did. I would just always send them a new invoice. All of the stuff in my contract was about location originally when they signed it. But yeah, you would just send them a second invoice. I mean, some of my clients would end up with 4 or 5 different invoices, which was A-okay because they knew exactly what they were paying for when.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not bothering them with more invoices. You are keeping them informed of what they're spending their money on, which is a great client experience.
Absolutely. And there's a consistent process there. You know, it's something that they are familiar with and they expect. And if the communication is there, it usually isn't a problem.
Of course. And we did the same thing with a style guide, right? We would send them a style guide, but hey, if you want a style session, which was an hour Zoom call for X amount of money, happy to do that, right? And so I wasn't selling everything up front. So you notice how everything came in a timely and relevant way, right? Because if I was to offer all of this, you could buy the extra location and buy the style, you know, style session and buy this all at the front, they're going to reject it all because it's too overwhelming.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you space it out, and especially if you have that time, so if you're doing, you know, booking today and shooting tomorrow, obviously you don't have that time. But if you can try to space it out over a few months, right? And get people start booking, you know, your holiday sessions in like July, then you have some time, right? So you really kind of have to think about that as well, if that's the route you want to go with your business.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a great example of the sort of beginning to onboarding phase of a workflow. And I would love to keep going, but we could go all day.
Perhaps
we'll schedule another one of these and talk about kind of follow up after a session and the
Absolutely.
Things that can be included then. But obviously with CRMs, I mean, this is such a good introduction for people because I think this is where people get overwhelmed and lost.
That's right.
And did they pay yet? And what did I send them? And I think this was so helpful, Amanda. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Happy to be on and happy to chat with you anytime, Natalie.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks.
So fun.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. I don't want you to forget about this awesome Black Friday 17 Hats offer. It's 50% off 1 year of your first year at 17 Hats, as well as a 3-day virtual boot camp with one of 17 Hats founders, Amanda Ray. Go to sale.17hats.com to grab all the goodies. That's sale.17hats.com, the number 17, the word hats. I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember, in everything you want to achieve, consistency is key.